But with a shock or a trauma coming into the system, a crisis, people actually get stronger for a little while. Most people with anxiety, and they just sort of, you get into that sort of, you shore up your resources and you just get through it, you know. But that's a very short-lived strategy, and actually, your body and your mind can only do that for so long, and that's like a survival thing that happens. We see that a lot in people, especially if there's trauma at home, or trauma at home. People get through it, and then afterwards, things start crumbling down. We have this amazing ability to get through things. Our bodies and our minds are just so complex. We don't know how, but they just get through things, and then things start falling apart after. So longer-term strategy is you've got to do other things to help, you know, shore up your resources, because you're going to run out of that initial, it's almost like a burst of adrenaline that keeps you going.